After briefly relinquishing the lead yesterday, Nicolas Petit is back in front on the way to Nicolai. But the pack is not far behind, with Noah Burmeister, Dallas Seavey, and Wade Mars within 10 miles. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Overnight, dog teams passed along some of the roughest parts of the trail reported on this year's Iditarod. But the actual trail may not be the challenge. As KNOM's Emily Schwing reports, a handful of mushers are sick, and others are making an effort to keep their dogs race ready.
When he arrived in Squintna, Alan Moore says he could barely talk. By the time he arrived in Brainy Pass, 70 miles later, his voice had recovered, but he wasn't feeling too healthy.
At least I don't have fever. One year I had 104 fever, and that was bad.
How do you mush when you're that sick?
I don't know that. This is, you know, manageable. It's not debilitating, but 104, I had to take ibuprofen until it got it to 101, and then I could leave. And that was for 300 miles.
The Two Rivers musher was parked next to Jeff King in the Rainy Pass dog yard.
I'm trying to get Jeff to come over and hug me, but he's keeping his distance.
Moore says Dallas Seavey also has a cold.
Me and Seavey's going to come jump him. Me and Dallas can hold him down. Dallas is a wrestler. He can do it.
Joking aside, there are a handful of other mushers rumored to have what Moore refers to as the crud. As for their sled dogs, mushers say some are dealing with sore wrists.
As usual, issues.
Out on the trail, a glaring midday sun was trying to burn off thick clouds. Yeah. Lance Mackey's team basked in the sun as the four-time champion wrestled dog booties onto their feet.
A couple of dogs that sore wrists for no apparent reason, you know. We train all year, we make it to this far, and then you know, 50-mile run, and they look like they just ended the question of Iditarod or something.
The team had just come off the Happy River steps.
Well, I've been down the steps 14 times. It's beautiful right now.
Mackie seems surprised, but that may have had more to do with his little brother's dog team than trail conditions. Jason Mackey was parked only a few feet away.
There's 10 of my veteran dogs right there. I should be driving, but...
Had a reporter and a microphone not been present, the two might have hurled empty insults at one another, as brothers are wont to do. They did manage to find some humor in rumors they'd both heard about an ice bridge through the Dalzell Gorge.
You know, I heard when we started that it collapsed and they had like 20 guys out there trying to reroute it. I'm not a huge hurry to get there.
How the hell do you reroute the gorge?
Right down the middle, joked Jason Mackey. Lance agreed.
Be the gorge at best.
Both Mackeys know they won't really know what the trail is like until they actually get there. That's how Sim Smith feels too. A seasoned veteran, Smith was among the majority of mushers who said so far, the trail's been pretty good.
Yeah, the trail coming here was great. They worked on the trail pretty good and drug it pretty nice, and it's just, I mean, there's a couple spots. We bounced off a couple trees, but you know, for this section of the trail, that's nothing.
Smith was wrapping the front left wrist of his wheel dog, Smog.
Well, he had earlier a sore wrist. It doesn't seem to be sore anymore, but...
He wanted to make sure it didn't swell up. It seems Smith's main concern is not the gorge or the trail at all, but what reported open water might do to his dog's paws.
If they get real wet, then it's a problem for continuing. So you don't really want to have booties on when you go across water if you can help it. But I'm not exactly sure where it is, right. So.
But Smith and the rest of the field will get there soon enough. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Rainy Pass.
And for the Alaska Public Radio Network, I'm Josh Edge.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.